Hello, 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 and welcome to Buzz to Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
And we're going to be covering Once Upon a Time in Wonderland, episode 9, Nothing to Fear.
We got nothing to fear, for sure. Nothing to fear at all. But we do have to fear our disclaimers, which include that there will be cursing. There might be spoilers. How many more episodes do we have after this?
It's a 13-episode season, okay. So... you do the math. I don't want to do it.
4 more episodes. So, including this one, I guess. So, there might be spoilers. It's possible, although I'm not really sure I remember everything that's coming up, so good.
You're not ready. It's
I'm
insane.
Not ready. I'm never going to be ready. then we also have things to drink. What are we having to drink, Natalie?
In honor of this episode, which is actually applicable to this episode, so I'm having a Michelob Ultra beer.
Well, okay, Michelob Ultra, the brand, is not relevant to this episode.
No, but beer is.
Beer definitely is. I went kind of in the opposite direction with the nothing to fear should be something pink, because, you know, pink is a sparkly, fearless kind of color. And so I made a... drink that I'm going to call a blossom, and it has elderflower liqueur, that elderflower lemonade that I had earlier in the season, and a little bit of prosecco, and it's a little bit pink because the lemonade actually is elderflower and rose, so I've got a little bit of pink in there, just a tinge, and it is tasty. It's kind of like that sparkling Duchess that I talk about all the time, like that but a little bit lighter. So there you go. So, you want to get started?
Yeah. There is no past and present. It's just present, which is a fun little... I mean, there's a lot that happens, so fair enough. So, in the present, the bottle, the genie bottle, goes down a river and ends up on a riverbank. It is picked up by Lizard. Remember Lizard?
What an irony. Gee, the conservation of characters comes into play.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
And who? So now she is master of the genie, who happens to be Will now, and she obviously has a major crush on this man.
She likes so, the master. Ooh, I get to be the master.
There is actually a line later on, which is very funny that it's applying to that.
Yeah.
So Alice wakes up and enjoys her time with Cyrus. Like she has this one line, I can hardly tell what's real and what's a dream. And I said out loud while we were watching, and Sophie, my roommate, cooperated this, but I said, my hair is so perfectly curled that it must be a dream.
Nice.
Yeah, it's true. She woke up with this beautiful blowout, and I was like, bitch, no, that is not how that works.
And full makeup. Yeah, sure, that's like real life.
I don't know what's a dream and what's real. It's just like everything's a dream, girl. Like you're living the dream right now. And look at your fiance. Damn.
But here's the other thing. She almost has like a little bit of amnesia. The Red Queen's.
Yeah, what the fuck was that about? I understand the purpose, because this was clearly after like a winter break or something like that. And I do recall there being a break in the episode in the episodes at one point, and it makes sense for it to be there, but
she has amnesia. So the Red Queen is in the tent. The Red Queen is disgusted by like the lovey-dovey bullshit. She's like, god, y'all are disgusting all the time. And Alice doesn't remember Will having a wish or using the wish. And it's pointed out once again that magic always comes with a price. And they talk about how they have to save him rather than go directly. They've been intending to go to Victorian England, which why?
There is an interesting line here from Anastasia when there's the momentary lapse of amnesia, not lapse of amnesia, lapse of memory. Mm-hmm. And she's just like, oh, it's just like Alice, so selfish that she doesn't even care about what happened to everybody else. You just got your happy ending. And that's an interesting take. And it is explored a little bit more, but I find that angle very interesting personally.
It is.
So yeah, Cyrus can tell that Anastasia really just wants to be the one with the one she loves, just like Alice did. Mm-hmm. And so their plan is to get Will and to get the hell out of Wonderland. Jafar is now the
self-proclaimed. Now you're gonna be happy. Now you're gonna be happy because we got some Jafar going on.
Oh yeah, Jafar is now the self-proclaimed king of Wonderland and has moved into the Red Queen's palace that he blew up and is now okay. Sure. And
dad is unimpressed though.
And has moved the Sultan's cage into the throne to witness his triumph. I fucking love this guy. It's on wheels now, just so that he can taunt his father. Anyway,
okay, and the there are elements of this they don't really like. My brain goes to the fact that like he's in a cage. There's gonna be like dirt and refuse and stuff like that involved in having like caged guy in your throne room, but.
They clean it up later, I'm sure.
Obviously, because it's immaculate, but you know, there's no way that that's real, right?
Oh, it is, because Jafar makes it so. Anyway, there's this line exchange of the Sultan saying, "You're not worthy. That's just a large chair, not a throne." And and then Jafar says, "You think you were worthy? You tried to murder your own son." And the Sultan goes, "If only I had succeeded, the world would be a better place." I still think the most cold-blooded line, and I was listening to our episode about it today with my roommate, and she really, really enjoyed that episode. That one line though of like, you really have no regrets about our relationship. My only regret is that I didn't hold you under the water longer. It will never be topped. That is insane.
No, it will not. So yeah.
Anyway, the caterpillar meets with Jafar, but his men, the caterpillar's men, haven't found the bottle, and word has gotten out now. And so Jafar is just like, "Well, you're gonna work them double time. You've gotta really find this."
And you're gonna die if you don't, basically.
Yes. The caterpillar mentions under duress that Jafar could use the Jabberwocky to get what he wants, because if you have control over the Jabberwocky, it will get rid of whoever you need to get rid of. But it's also dangerous, and no one recommends it.
Right.
And of course, Jafar, being who he is, the petty little bitch, he's like, "Well, that sounds like fun. I want to get something done in an efficient manner. I might as well outsource this."
Yeah, this is a business. Sure.
It is for him.
We're into that. So anyway, we cut to Alice and Cyrus. They're
new Alice. Steampunk outfit for Alice.
Yeah. Oh yeah. She has all the clothes. This show, both this and Once Upon a Time, are like all about the wardrobe. It is fantastic. So Alice and Cyrus, they talk about how the ball must have gone downstream, and they start walking with the Red Queen because they're going to find Will. They want to talk, Alice and Cyrus do, and catch up, but the Red Queen is kind of there and they don't want to talk in front of her. But they turn around because the Red Queen's been behind them and she has disappeared.
I will say this conversation I find very interesting because Cyrus asks if Alice is just okay in general and how she got back to Wonderland. And it's very clear. I mean, obviously she has not mentioned that she was in an insane asylum for a year and that she came back to her father having a whole new family and that she was going to go through, again, I keep wanting to say lycanthropy. It's not lycanthropy.
It's not werewolf. A lobotomy.
Lobotomy
is the word.
The fuck is wrong with me? Anyway, she is hesitant to mention that because he'll just blame himself for it and it would just be a whole thing.
I think what it is that it takes some privacy to open up about something that personally terrifying.
And I still think that she was so hopped up on adrenaline and a lot of other things. And yes, she did get to confront her father and all that stuff to let a little bit of that out. But she still, I don't think she personally has let that sink in either. And so she's still figuring out how she's going to compartmentalize that. But Cyrus asking, she's just trying to like dodge the question in a way. And she asks him how his imprisonment was. And he's like, "Oh, we don't have to talk about that. We don't have to talk about that." It's like, okay, well, you're gonna have to talk about it eventually, but they decide that they just need some time and they're going to find some alone time together and talk it out eventually. But yes, the Red Queen has disappeared, and Alice thinks that she's going after Will on her own instead.
Yep.
Meanwhile, Lizard and Will talk about the rules of wishes. And yeah, the Lizard only one that...
Like, oh God, it's really so sad how pathetic she is.
Come on, Mom. Just let her be in love. And Will...
Unrequited, though. It's unrequited. It's sad.
And that happens. And Will, the only one he can remember is you can't make someone fall in love.
Yeah.
That's the only one he can remember.
Yeah, there's some other stuff that I remember that one. Yeah.
She promises him a wish, and he wishes for beers for everyone in the village, hence my beer. And
yes,
the villagers apparently different villagers. This is a separate village. Other villagers.
Like villagers in the woods. So there's the village that Will and Lizard are in. That's a more built up, like more like a town. But there are like, you know, little huts and stuff in the woods, and those villagers, the people in the woods, have snatched Anastasia.
Yep. And, they blame her for their suffering. I mean, yeah. And, want to punish her for it. Meanwhile, Jafar talks to the Tweedle's head and puts it on a pedestal. He asks where the Jabberwocky is, and the Tweedle begs him not to release it, but he puts the Tweedle's head on a newly decapitated body to get the information, and the Tweedle gives it. Will and the village enjoy their beers. And that's all I have for that part. Alice wants to...
Right, so I'm sorry, go ahead. I want to do part of the Jafar thing later.
Sure. Alice wants to ignore the Red Queen and go find Will, but Cyrus sees signs of a struggle and they make a locator spell, very once upon a time, that his mother taught him and his brothers, who have been now lost to him. And Sophie, my roommate, said, this would have solved a lot of problems instead of choosing a random direction and saying, Cyrus! Like before.
Yeah, it's like, hey, this would have been helpful.
Go ahead with the Jafar thing.
Right, so Jafar has shown up, and I don't know, did you mention about the Tweedlehead in the box?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Jafar has shown up at this rope bridge that is guarded by a guard. and the guard is telling him, look, you can't go in there, Jabberwocky's in there, you're gonna die, whatever. And Jafar's like, Death and I have already met, send him my regards, and he kills the guard.
I love this man, he is so funny to me.
He is
and then he turns around dramatically. Are you kidding?
He sweeps around with his big robe. It's so great.
It's so good. I'm sorry, I got up in the octaves there, but woo.
Yeah, that's okay. So the villagers have tied Anastasia to a stake.
This is so depressing.
They're going to feed her to these creatures that come in the night that have been like hunting the villagers, and she has not taken care of them. And so that's part of the reason they hate her, and they're going to feed her to them. And the Red Queen is like, if someone's going to come for me because I'm the queen, then they're like, who? Name one person. She realized
she can't think of anybody.
There's no one. But Cyrus, who's an amazingly good guy, steps in and is like, I will. He has nothing to ransom her with.
We'll pay for her. Like, she's talking about a ransom.
Yeah.
Right. And Cyrus says, don't be as bad as her. Like, and there's this triumphant like music in the background, like a hero's speech. And then the villagers go, all right, where's the money to pay for the ransom? And then he looks at Alice and she's like, I don't have any money. And he says, it was really more of a metaphor.
Why I love are you this always man. Speaking in metaphors?
Him and his metaphors kill me. I love this man. They get captured and tied to stakes as well.
that's what's going to happen. You're going to marry a poet because you love metaphors.
No. So they try to extinguish the torches because the Mome Wraths are drawn to the light.
Straight up like Alice in Wonderland, Lewis Carroll, like the Jabberwocky and like the Bandersnatch. These are the creatures that would appear in his writing. I've forgotten what they were supposed to look like. Like, they look a little like cats, but weird.
Kind of weird. They're drawn to the light, and so they start trying to extinguish the torches. Then they realize that Alice's necklace glowing attracts the monsters to them, and she is forced to throw it as a distraction and leave it behind, which is very depressing for Alice because it was the one thing that kept her and Cyrus close while they were apart. Will and Lizard talk about how, oh, this is so sad. Will and Lizard talk about how she fancies someone, but he doesn't know who. He suggests
clueless.
wishing for stuff to make the guy notice her. And she's like, okay, so what attracts you to a girl? And he starts naming all these things like confidence and
Passion,
spontaneity,
spontaneity,
passion.
style. I wrote all these down.
Oh, you did? Okay, fantastic. And she wishes for
And
what he said, just to
well,
have all
right,
those traits.
one of them is like it feels like there are fireworks going on around her, and so she's like, "Yeah, I want all that." So he basically gives her like makeover show makeover.
She has her Cinderella moment,
Yeah,
and
she looks
she
beautiful, makeup, hair, dress, all that. Fireworks start going off.
and he's just like, all right, well, he'd be stupid not to notice you. Look at you, you're hot. Like that kind of that energy.
And
And
she's
they're
like,
starting to leave, and
"Hi."
she's like, Will, it's you. I love you, and I always have. And he's just like, oh God, that's not what I wanted to hear. Anyway, Alice talks to Cyrus about how disappointed she is that the battles will never end, how it feels like the battles will never end, and they will never truly get their happy ending. They hear fireworks coming from the poor village where obviously like Lizard and Will are, because the wish took fireworks very literally. And so they realize that someone has to have made a wish there. Jafar goes into the tower.
This is great. So
I will say that before you start, and I will let you go through this section, Sophie, me and Sophie, whenever we watch this, and there is a line that kind of backs it up, but whenever we talk about the Jabberwocky, we just go dabber dabber. It's
absolutely. But
so funny. Go ahead.
what's funny is he goes into the chamber where the Jabberwocky is, and all I could think was, look at the bones. For those of you who are not into Monty
Monty
Python and the
Python.
Holy Grail, there is a killer rabbit. Look at the bones.
Look at
His name
the
is Look at the bones. And he does, but he doesn't quite get it. And he starts hearing this voice. It's like a voice in his head.
I
And
will
it's
say
like,
the actress who
she's
plays
great.
the Jabberwocky, she's great. We'll talk about her outfitting later. Cyrus decides that it's best if they split up, like him, Alice, and Anastasia all split up to go look for Will in the village. Alice doesn't really like that idea because she thinks that if Anastasia finds him, she's just going to take him for herself. You know,
Why would you think that?
I wonder why.
I
So
don't know.
Anastasia goes to the village while I Alice and Cyrus stay behind for a moment together. They kiss under the fireworks, and it's very sweet. He says that he understands that it was hard to part with the necklace, but it was a symbol of their past, and they should focus on their future. He finally gives her an engagement ring he wanted to give her that day when he was pushed off a cliff, but he's now able to
All
give it
these
to her.
years.
And he says he and says his original speech doesn't compare to what she has done for him since then and even before. And
So
he
sweet.
reproposes and she says yes, and it is
And there are fire.
so sweet.
And there's like pink sparkly things. So
It so
it's adorable. It is so cute.
Anyway, Will apologizes to Lizard because he can't love her. And he says he
So
can't love
sad.
anyone though. And she says she wishes that he'd at least feel something for her, anything. She says the word wish, which is your first mistake if you're ever the master of the genie. If you say wish outside of context, that you're fucked. She then dies in front of him as he gets ba trapped back into the bottle, and he just watches her die. And so what he feels for her is now guilt.
Yes, but he feels something.
He feels something.
It's
That
so
is so
sad.
depressing.
So sad.
Anastasia wanders around the village and finds Lizard and takes the bottle. She's kind enough to at least close the eye her eyes and like
Rise,
check
yes.
on her, but she finds the bottle and she's excited about that. Anastasia meets up with Alice and Cyrus, who still doesn't trust her. Alice doesn't. And Cyrus doesn't really at first, but initially in this conversation, but he gets over it. And she becomes the master of the genie. And he, because when Will comes out of the bottle, he's facing Alice and Cyrus, and he's just like, oh, thank God it's you guys. And then, so you're my masters now, great. And then he turns around and Anastasia's just like, no, I'm the master of the genie. It's so funny. And she says that they need to get out of Wonderland, but Will says, I'd rather take my chances with the homicidal maniac with a snake stick.
I love that line. It's
It's a
so good.
great line.
Okay. This actor has great delivery of these
So
lines.
good.
Got so much dripping with sarcasm. But this was a very excellent situation. Yes.
Yeah. Anastasia mentions Jafar has the other two genies, and Cyrus realizes that Jafar has his brothers.
Right, because his brothers are the other two genies.
Yes. Alice
And
says
he's like,
they'll.
wait, they're the other two? He has
They're okay.
them?
So Alice says they'll stay and save them. Anastasia says she'll. Will's very convinced that Anastasia's not going to actually help them at all, and like she'll just want to like. Oh, I guess this is the end of the line for us because she's gonna want to fuck off elsewhere and run away from her problems because she always does that. And then Anastasia's like, no, I'm gonna stay and fight for Wonderland because the people deserve better than what I gave them.
Right.
And
And Alice is, she's like, look, we want a happily ever after for everyone.
yeah. And then we go to the Jabberwocky and Jafar. The
Right.
Jabberwocky decides to join Jafar in
Well, no,
exchange for her
she's
freedom
impaled to the ceiling.
with the
They don't
Vorpal
even,
Blade.
well,
Yes.
right. So there's been all this discussion. Like she's been like whispering things in Jafar's head. She actually has been able to penetrate his brain, see his backstory, understand all of his motivations. As she whispers to him, she just like kind of, and she sees his weaknesses. And she decides that she's going to join him, but he doesn't even locate her because he's just hearing the voice. Is all this like kind of echoey thing in this dome? And he finally looks up and sees that she is impaled to the ceiling with this giant spear.
And she's been talking in his head, not with her voice
Yeah.
in real life. Jafar
That
gets the
starts the
vor
story. Sorry,
yeah
go.
gets the Vorpal Blade out of her. It's the only thing that can defeat her. And she starts taunting him about his trauma and making
He
him
does
relive
the
it.
best superhero landing we have seen in this show.
She does, in like a full lunge.
Yeah, well, and she's got like these platform heels on. You go, girl.
You go, girl. However, the one thing, well, not the only thing that is wrong with her outfit, her hair is, the wig is truly awful. This
Is.
woman is doing a wonderful job as the Jabberwocky, like truly terrifying, and the voice is perfect. She's doing weird little contortionist things and doing weird shit, and it's cool. However, the hair, the mini bang, the micro bang
Micro.
on that girl's hair, horrifying. The scariest part of her costume, truly. Scarier than her entire costume and her like presence combined. I would be frightened just because of the micro bang.
Like
It's
the fuck. What
truly horrifying and awful. I don't know why they did that to her. I wish her all the best, though. She's doing a great job.
Yeah, no, she's doing amazing performance, and other parts of her costuming are pretty freaking great. But
Yeah,
and
but
she's
she
also
starts.
very, very tall. She's way taller than Jafar. It's very
She's
cool.
also in platform heels, but yes.
Yeah, okay.
She starts taunting him about his trauma and making him relive it, like he's making him feel like he can't breathe, like he's underwater again. And she's
You
like,
go,
you know,
girl.
you're right. You should hold on to the Vorpal Blade. You can't handle me without it. And he holds onto the blade to have some control over her. And that's the end of the episode.
It is. So, what were your best parts?
Will, I love Will in this episode. He has a lot of funny moments. His just complete ineptitude is truly hilarious to me. The fact that he was just like, oh yeah, also it's like he gets the wishes in his hand when he first gets the lizard, and he's just like, oh yeah, these are for you. And then she's like, what are they? And then he's just like, oh, wishes. And then he has to automatically say the Mistress Mime, my will is thine. Tell me your wishes three. Like that's something he is forced to say all the time, like to each of his master the masters. You thought we thought that it was just Cyrus saying that because it's his like rote speech or whatever. No, you're forced to say that as a genie, which is unfortunate. But and he has to say it to Anastasia at the end. It's really funny. He's like, bollocks. It's so funny.
He is really funny.
He's so funny.
That's part, and he's great.
I'd rather stick with the homicidal maniac with the snake stick. I love this man. Anyway, yeah, he's so funny in this. And also him being like, oh yeah, there are laws of magic. Oh, what's that one? What's it? Oh, you can't make someone fall in love, and Lizard's face just dropping.
Yeah, like, fuck.
Because her original plan was that she was going to like use one of her wishes, and then it would all be fine. We all know what that wish was gonna be, but no, you can't do that. Anyway, yeah, and Alice and Cyrus, they're really cute, and I like that they don't automatically go back to like perfect immediately, because that's not realistic at all. Like, they've both gone through a lot of trauma in the year that has passed, and they obviously they need a little bit more time to like again get you back into the same groove of things, and now they have another mission. And I like that Alice is vocalizing that she's kind of tired of going on these many adventures. Like, I mean, adventures with Cyrus are different, but the same kind of objective, just going after Jafar at this point. She wants a little bit of a respite, just a little bit. And well, she wants some time. Thing is,
people are always after them, period. I mean, even if Cyrus isn't a genie, you know, like, okay, the idea is like, oh, that's going to get rid of all of my stress if Cyrus isn't a genie, people aren't after him. But then she realizes, like, that she still feels a sense of responsibility to other people, regardless of what is happening with Cyrus. I mean, there's just always going to be this I care about others thing. And
yeah,
and she keeps, I think in her head, it's like, when does that stop? It's like when you're dead.
Yeah, essentially.
Reality is like, yeah, that's for true.
Reality sucks.
Or it should be. It should be. Because we should all care about other people. So there you go.
Yeah. And also their little re-proposal is adorable.
Oh, it's
like
so
his little thing about like, I had this whole speech and you didn't even let me start. But honestly, I was going to redo it, but what can I say? You've done so much for me, and I can't put words to how much I love you. Like, it's a lot like the Emma quote, if I loved you any less, I might be able to talk about it more. It's just, it's very similar to that. I love it so much.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I put this as the best part, but truly the darkness of Lizard's story, I found very interesting. It's extremely depressing, but I think we need to see this, like, we have basically only really seen a lot of the, like, wishes turn out pretty well for Alice, and so like someone tripping up and seeing like the real power of the genie and how it can really be the double-edged sword is very depressing, and we needed to see that happen, because I mean, come on, it's a genie story, you've got to have one accidental wish that ends in disaster. It just happened to be Lizard, and that's depressing. And I love that they're like, this is not going to be the only time they do it, but they are really leaning into the darkness of it, and I like it.
She had a red shirt on from the beginning, just saying. She did, because you know, again, she was treated somewhat disposably at the beginning, and then like,
and then she left for a while, and then she comes back.
It's kind of like, okay, there's a purpose to her being here, and it is not going to be. You know, she has like she has an episode arc and another episode arc, and that's it.
And that's all you really need for that, because if she was around for longer, I feel like it would have lost its luster and just been a bit boring, and been like, okay, yeah, we get it, you love Will. So does Anastasia. She's cooler than you. I'm sorry.
And she's got better clothes.
even your makeover did not do you well. That prom dress, I mean, it was prettier than like Anastasia's dress in the past that was also white and kind of gave homecoming vibes. But her hair looked fantastic.
Yeah, her hair looked amazing, and her makeup was amazing.
Yeah, she looked great. But and then more insight into Anastasia, that one moment of them being like, name a single person who would pay a ransom for you right now, and her being like, no one cares about me, I'm all alone. Oh my God. It's very sad. And it, again, it feeds into her worst fears of being alone and unloved, and because I think that at the heart of Anastasia, she just wants to be loved because she was so like neglected by her mother, who had like sights set higher for Anastasia, and so she's just felt unloved her entire life. But then with Will, she of course felt loved, but then she thought, well, power, and that she equated love with power. And so she thought that if she was the queen, she would get more love and attention and stuff like that. And so she let go of the actual real love in her life and fucked it up.
Yeah.
And I like that she's paying for that now and realizing that it also she literally says to the villagers, "I was once in your position too. I get it." And they're just like, "Well, if you got it, then you should have done better." Like, I mean, come on. It's just vicious cycle, vicious cycle.
Right. So are you done with your best parts?
Yes.
She was also a best part for me for similar reasons, but I want to kind of add to that idea, like the idea that she equated love with power. I think she equated power with fame and fame with love. And it's almost like she felt like, hey, people, obey and do stuff for this person. That must be love. She didn't understand what love was.
Right.
And I
Because she
it
let it go.
and she let it go. You lost it in the fire swamp. No. I'm sorry. You had love in the forest. Well, I'm sorry, I'm Joan Princess right now. But I think that she really learned the hard way that she doesn't even have the love of her subjects because she never treated anyone well. And so she's really had to deal with that. So I didn't list Will. He's amazing. In this episode, I agree. Cyrus and Alice, I think, are really, really great. And I do love that we still have conflict. We still have obligations above and above and beyond ourselves as a couple. And just that realization, like, once you start doing hero work, it's hero work all the time. That kind of, the thing from The Incredibles is like, I just put this fire out kind of thing.
I just wanted to stay safe.
Yeah, but no.
That's so much to ask. I
And
love The Incredibles. Watch The
it's
Incredibles.
so great. But you like messy, like stuff like lizard. I like messy, like evil torturing things. I like the Jabberwocky. I think
I
she's
love
so
Jafar.
cool. Jafar, I and I'm not so much into his backstory. He's just like a petty bitch, and I love him as a villain. Jabberwocky is like a villain's villain. She is
Very scary.
that. She's very scary, and that's very
Scary.
cool to me. What were your worst parts?
Jafar's pettiness and daddy issues. I love him so much, but it is a worst part. Because I just love him going up to this poor guard who's like, please don't let this thing loose. And then he's just like, the only thing waiting there is death. Death and I have already met. Send him my regards. Snaps his neck and then turns around dramatically. I love him so much.
Yeah.
He is
Oh,
the
yeah.
messiest bitch out there, and I love his energy. And so I love that. And the daddy issues, like, I love the Jabberwocky playing into the daddy issues. And oh no, and also the daddy issues of him putting his dad's cage in his throne room and being
Yeah.
like, huh, well, I've done it, father.
You
And you think you
have to sit
deserved
here.
it? You think you were worthy of it? It's just like, I wish you were never born. It's like, oh
Yeah,
my God.
it's really,
I love
really
it so
bad.
much, but at the same time, I can't say it's a best part for me. And the Jabberwocky's hair. The worst part is going to be the new Margaret Thatcher voice. If you listen to our Crown episodes, it's always a worst part for me. The Jabberwocky's hair, everything else about her performance is on point. It's so good. And then you've got the fucking micro bangs. It does not work.
No, it doesn't. So we've also the other thing
I
I've been
will add, sorry, I will add as the best part the Jabberwocky, her like introduction. Sorry, go ahead.
yeah. And the only other worst part that I have is Lizard's death. I really think that that is just so incredibly sad.
Yes.
Yeah. What grade did you give this episode?
I was originally going to say A minus, but I really like this
I gave
episode. I'm
it
giving it
an A. I give it an A. I really enjoyed this one.
This is, but this is kind of like, I think the reason why I was debating on an A minus for the last episode was because this is what I wanted, the reproposal. Like this, they got a reunion in the last episode, but this is a true, like, they're talking and they're really like discussing like how much they love each other. And it's not just like surface level, oh my God, you're safe, oh my God. They're
Yeah.
actually getting to the deeper parts of it. And then, and they're doing that for all the characters. And it's why I'm glad there isn't a past section for this,
Yeah.
because so much happens in this episode.
Yes.
And a lot of it needs the space to breathe.
Yeah.
And so I think that they made a really good decision making this all in the present and introducing a new foe, the Jabberwocky. Ooh, because you get rid of Anastasia on the Eve villain team. You gotta add another bad bitch who's going to get the job done. So, I mean,
Yeah,
it
two
just
bad
happens to be
bitches.
the Jabberwocky with the awful micro bang. I mean, it just kind of happens.
Yep.
If
Yep.
you are curious about what that looks like, just look up Jabberwocky Once Upon a Time in Wonderland, because I want everyone to witness how awful that micro bang is. It is so unfortunate. But again, she's wonderful in this role. Truly wonderful.
Is
All of
great.
these people are so well cast. But the micro bang.
Something to fear, micro bangs in your
Yes, but
future.
I really love this episode, and again, I like that it leans into the darkness of all of these characters, like what they've been through, like because it's give again, it gives them a moment to breathe and realize how much they've been through, and going through even more for Will. Poor Will had to watch his friend die in front of him because he
That's
can't
right.
love her.
Right.
I'm
I mean, can you
sorry.
imagine?
That is so sad.
That is dark, dark.
It's so
So
dark. I love
yeah.
it.
But I'll take my chances with Homicidal Maniac with the snakes too.
I love that line. I didn't notice that on my first watch, I don't think, because
Good.
it snuck up on me.
So good. I love him. Well, we are really obviously enjoying this show. We have more episodes to come. We are excited to have you join us. We hope that you do. And
Cheers.
cheers.